Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, the whole show is here. Jen, Tim, Kevin, Lance Hildebrand. Oh, yeah. And Jen was on the way here. A couple big things have happened if you're just tuning in. It's Kevin's 20th anniversary here at Y98.
It is. Crazy.
And Tim took an Uber to work today because he locked his keys in his apartment.
Oh, okay.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm.
I was trying to figure out all the different scenarios in which he would take an Uber.
His car broke down, maybe.
Yeah.
He got a flat tire.
I was trying to think of something crazier.
Well, so I called him on our first break because I thought we could do a little segment called Let's Get to Know the Uber Driver.
Yeah.
He said he was not.
Yeah, there are a lot of Uber drivers that drive around with an earpiece in talking on the phone.
Yeah, he said there was no way that was going to happen.
Yeah.
So I blew
But
it.
If you're a true radio personality like Kevin is, you would have tried to find a way to do that.
Wow.
Got to make radio gold.
He's got literally 10 times more time in the business than I do, so maybe I'll get there.
And we had an idea also to do, since it's Kevin's 20th, everybody's doing the 10-year challenge. Let's do the headshot challenge. Radio headshot challenge.
No.
With DJ Day being Sunday, National DJ Day, Kevin's 20th anniversary, we can do a... And Tim's will be from 2 years.
Yeah, right.
A 2 year span for Tim Convy.
Foodstuffs.
It's Foodstuffs. Speaking of Tim Convy, with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke.
Convy.
Check out the barbecue Convy and bourbon Convy at Salt and Smoke. One in the Del Mar Loop Convy. One down on Southampton Convy. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney and Co. Y98, where you can see what we all look like.
Oh, yeah, my duck face, too. You can see.
Yes.
I really don't know how to do it.
If people like it. People are into the duck face. and other fun stuff going up there today. At Courtney Co. Y98, be sure to follow us. All right, some new stuff coming out. We talked about this. Taco Bell, the nacho fries are coming back, and you can get them for free. Here's what you do. Oh, man. Have you guys had the nacho fries?
I don't even know if I want them for free. Yes, I have, and they didn't have enough seasoning. They're kind of bland.
That's not what I go to Taco Bell for, if I'm being honest.
Had Courtney licked off the seasoning and put them back?
That was not me!
It was just too good. It was too good, that little nugget you shared yesterday.
It was very, very late
at night. That was somebody else, though. It was somebody on Reddit that they would lick all the nacho cheese off the Doritos and put them back in the bag.
I thought you said you did that.
No!
Oh, okay, sorry. I will leave you be now.
No, that was not me.
January 24th, this thing happens. They come out. They're hitting stores. And then there's a day where they're free.
Sorry. I mean, I love you, Taco Bell, but I don't go to you for fries. Yeah. Period.
Where do you go? Where are your best fries?
I like McDonald's and
Culver's.
Culver's has good ones. They
crinkle
have the, crinkle.
I like Red Robin.
Oh, Red Robin's are
Red
good,
Robin.
But I don't consider that fast food.
Oh, well, I just said fries.
Oh.
Well, and then, what's it called? Chick-fil-A.
Mm-hmm. They're never cooked enough for me.
Mm. They're not crispy enough?
No.
The ones at the bottom are pretty good.
Right. Well, I don't want to have to wait to the bottom. Give me some of those up top, Jen.
she makes a good point. We talked about this a while, and they're finally out. Most Stuff Oreos.
Oh, I sent Kevin. He posted it, I think, online.
Mm-hmm. What's Most Stuff?
Oh my gosh, it's hilarious.
It's like double stuff.
Yes. It's insane. Here, let me show you a picture. Well, no, I'll find you a picture, Jen.
I'm looking.
Yeah, it's
it's funny.
It's crazy.
Whoa.
We'll get this going on.
How do you even eat that?
I would do half and half. I would take half of the cream and eat it on a wafer, and then half of the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I will be trying these this weekend. There's absolutely no doubt.
Here's the thing, though. When you twist the Oreo cookies, all the cream is coming off on one side of the wafer.
But that's okay. There's enough there that you can frosting the other one.
It messes with the ratio of frosting to cookie.
It's a little much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to try it this weekend. I'll let you guys know how it is. And then finally, Burger King and McDonald's have been going back and forth for a long time, especially since the advent of social media. And if you remember, Burger King's attitude used to be like, yeah, sure, we're second, but we're still delicious. You can check us out. Not anymore. I think it's full-blown competition. If you remember last year, McDonald's gave out Mac coins, which you could trade in for a free Big Mac. And now Burger King is saying they will accept the Mac coins for their Big King XL, which is essentially just a Big Mac, but with more beef.
Wow.
I think it's funny. Did you also notice whoever's in Burger King's marketing and social media department, there's some young, just jerky people, but they're funny.
Yeah.
They're my kind of people. They tweeted about we don't have any more hamburgers. But we've got plenty of hamburgers.
Oh, because the president tweeted about hamburgers.
Like they're going to go after everyone, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Wendy's too. The Wendy's one, they really get after it as well.
Do they?
Yeah, they did this thing where you can get roasted by them. So all these bands, like kind of obscure bands from like 10, 15 years ago would get on there and be like, okay, Wendy's. And then Wendy's would be like, I don't have enough eyeliner to do this right now because it's one of those eyeliner.
I'm going to have to follow Wendy's
all
now.
All these crazy references to these like obscure emo bands.
And that's only on Twitter?
Yes.
Okay, well.
Why do you hate Twitter?
I think it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think it's dumb. I think it's what news people think is important. Sorry, Lance. Yeah.
No. I agree. If you want to read a story online, it's basically, hey, I found 8 people on Twitter who said this. That's a news story.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's rough. That's why we like
it. It's good for what Lance does. He tweets out accidents. It makes sense.
That's why we like Instagram, where you should follow us at Courtney & Co. Y98. Get on there now. This has been Foodstuffs. Foodstuffs!
Entertainment Schmig coming up in just a few minutes. The best 10-year challenge I've seen so far.
Oh,
I saw it first thing this morning on my phone, and it just made me laugh. We've already talked about the most recent picture that went up online, but we'll discuss in about 6 minutes on Y98.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.